Blog Talk Radio.
Clearly that lobbyists would not work in his White House.
Of course, he doesn't have a White House. The people do. So we should have known that he would speak in the truth, because kind of sort of he was, because he doesn't own a White House. The people do. The hiring of over 100 lobbyists who funded his campaign and set the agenda, now work in the White House, he thinks he didn't break a promise because, well, he doesn't own a White House. And in a roundabout way, he could probably pass a lie detector test purely for that reason. He should be impeached and indicted because, well, he's a lying piece of monkey poop. He can't keep his own hands in his own pockets. Moving on to M. M is for Monsanto. Monsanto is the world's leading producer of genetically modified foods, which means that they're a company that reportedly puts toxins, allergens, and diseases in our foods, which is super gross, and why I like to eat real food, natural foods. In 2007, Obama had tough words for companies that sell genetically modified foods, which seemed reasonable at the time. But there's a big difference between the Barack Obama pre-election and the Barack Obama post-election. You see, pre-election, he was rigid. He stood tall against Monsanto and GMOs. But post-election, well, he's got some erectile dysfunction and has become limp and flaccid and weak. And he can't stand up. He is the president that lacks Viagra. He lacks testicular fortitude. Maybe it's an age thing. Maybe it's a lobbyist thing. Maybe it's lacking in gravitas. But even Mother Jones, the magazine of unicorns and fairy dust, is angry with Obama because he appointed the head of Monsanto to run the Food and Drug Administration. That's right, the head of Monsanto, kiddies, got to run the FDA shortly after Obama's first election. And I'm not joking. You can look it up yourselves, kiddies. But let's move right along to N. N doesn't stand for Nancy or Naughty. It stands for NSA. The National Security Agency. A place of fearless leadership where brave men and women stand to spy on us. Regardless of our civil liberties, pesky thing that we call the Constitution and Barack Obama calls that piece of paper. Because if you were to refer to it as the Constitution, he's liable to burst into flames. Starting under King George W. Bush II, a.k.a. W., the Patriot Act, as you remember, which is anything but patriotic, became a campaign slogan for Junior Senator Barack Insane Obama when he ran for president. Something that violated our privacy, and he promised to end it. Except for that last part. Instead, warrantless government spying has increased dramatically over his 7 years in office. And he would have gotten away with it if it hadn't been for Edward Snowden, who now sits in Russia as Putin's guest. I have a suggestion. We put Edward Snowden in charge of the NSA because at least he's read the Constitution. man understands how it's supposed to work. Because our alleged constitutional scholar, Barack Insane Obama, only taught race when he was a lecturer at the University of Chicago, but we touched upon that 2 podcasts ago. So let's move along to O, which doesn't stand for Oh No or Obama. It stands for Operation Fast and Furious. Yes, kiddies. Once upon a time, 2 men were obsessed with gun control. And I'm not talking about sight alignment and proper breathing. These 2 men sold weapons to a Mexican cartel in an effort to arrest and dismantle the cartels. Or because, well, they were just running guns illegally. One of those men holds a Nobel Peace Prize. Guess who? Shortly after this, 2 men lost track of the guns. I wonder how and why. Oh, that's right. They had no real plan to track the guns. And a Border Patrol agent was murdered with these very guns. And since then, untold amounts of American citizens and who knows how many Mexican citizens have been murdered with these guns. I'm sure you can see how this went bad. Thankfully, there were whistleblowers who came out and pointed their fingers at Stedman and Obama. But because we have a weak Congress, we had show trials that were run by Daryl Issa, who's so crooked that his aides have to screw his pants on. And then they brought in Wonder Boy, who everybody just loved, Trey Gowdy. And he was masterful at being full of wind, shit, and excitement. He hasn't done anything either. Why? Because the GOP, they are crooked. They're in bed with the Democrats. They're the flip side of the same coin. They are, well, the same. Their job is to keep the right and the left fighting with each other. We're supposed to hate the Democrats, and the Democrats are supposed to hate us, and we're supposed to fight with each other. Why? So that we don't realize that we are getting hosed by the government, and we don't turn on them. It's time that we realize that it's not right versus left, but it's us versus them. And we need to unite and go pitchfork, torch, tar and feather on the government, folks, because we, the people, need to take back the government. The right and the left need to unite and kick those bastards out of the people's houses. You heard it here first. That giant sucking sound should be those of you who think that there is a Democrat and a Republican Party and there's a difference. Should be those people pulling your heads out your asses and realizing that you're being played. Come with me if you want to be free. Now let's move along to P for Putin. That's right, Putin. The campaigning politician was caught, I'm talking about Obama, on an open mic speaking with outgoing Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, claiming that he's on his last election and will have more flexibility to negotiate missile control once the campaign had ended. Medvedev promised to relay the message to Putin. Conveniently enough, this episode got turned into a partisan argument and nothing came of it. Right then and there, Obama should have had the arms or the lovely handcuffs slapped on his ass and should have been led away in irons. He should have been impeached, should have been indicted and put in prison. There's absolutely no reason at that point that treason shouldn't have become the season. Rock and roll, baby. But let's move right along to the letter Q. Q, yoo-hoo, questions. That's what Q is for. There are lingering questions after Obama made a promise to students who are getting hit with heavy student loans. The idea of student loan forgiveness sounds great to those who have significant debt on their backs. But economically speaking, this does not make any sense. The convenient timing of all this was the president had the Veteran Affairs scandal, a resigning White House press secretary, the IRS scandal, and Benghazi in the spotlight with Trey Gowdy leading the charge. Say whatever you want, do whatever you want. When you fail, blame the other guy, in this case, the GOP. So what did he do? Student loan forgiveness. And the GOP let him get away with it. My question is, why? Oh, that's right. They're all in on this together. Birds of a feather screw over the right and left together. So let's move on to R, recess appointments. This wasn't a major scandal, but it just continues to prove that Obama is a complete control freak and tyrant. He issued recess appointments for the Senate when they weren't in recess. Sounds nitpicky, but the Supreme Court stepped in after they were sued by Landmark Legal Foundation, Mark Levin's law firm, and they got slapped around. Just to show you how legit the criticism was, and MSLSD even had to acknowledge that Obama was way out of line. So, when MSLSD can't find a way to support Der Fuhrer, you know the overreach is too much. And the bottom line here is, when he appointed these people to the National Labor Relations Board, he had gone too far. And the GOP let him get away with it. A talk show host with a legal foundation is the one who intervened. And the GOP never did a damn thing about it. An impeachable offense? Yes. An indictable offense? Probably. Could have got Obama out of office then. Nothing happened. Let's move on to S. S is for Solyndra, Obama's solar-powered wet dream all over his belly. The clean technology company wasted hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars, laid off 1,100 employees, raided by the FBI under suspicion of accounting fraud. And whatever happened? Nothing. Covered up, swept under the rug, went by the wayside. Big payoff to his donors with taxpayer money. That is the stuff that RICO charges were made of that went across state lines, involved both political parties, and should see Boehner, McConnell, Reid, Pelosi, and Obama slapped in irons and sent off to prison. And you think Boehner's crying now? Wait till you see him biting the pillow when the lights go out at night in a federal prison. Ain't no crying allowed in prison. start out on the prison as the tight end, and you end up the wide receiver, baby. Now we got T for TurboTax Timothy Geithner. Yep, big T, baby. Timothy Geithner, 75th Secretary of Treasury, a.k.a. the guy who prints our money, a.k.a. the guy who cheats on our taxes, and no one cared because the Democrats are forgiving as long as it's a Democrat breaking the law. And the GOP is forgiving because, well, they're in on it too. Moving right along. You, for unemployment numbers, think it's safe to say Barack Obama will say anything and do anything to win, including lie about the unemployment numbers, change the way it's counted. He had to compete against Mitt Romney, who literally made a fortune out of turning failing businesses into profitable ones and was noticeably out of his comfort zone because the economy was still in the pisser. So, Obama had no record to run on. What do? You make up a record and tout your successes around the country, and that's what he did. Except he didn't have any successes. And he got Forbes magazine to fudge the unemployment numbers, and Obama cooked the books. The GOP, they said nothing. They did nothing. Because they're in on it. Off to V for VA scandal. Words cannot describe how shameful it is that Obama and his minions are killing our veterans simply by letting them die, making them wait for treatment as they die horrid, painful deaths for no freaking reason. All of this while the president is out playing with men's white balls. If you're as upset as I am and you want to help, take a minute and check out the Wounded Warrior Project, Concerned Veterans for America, and donate to them. Run for office and make something happen to change all of this. Heads must roll at the VA. We must get involved. Remember that saying that my father taught me when I was a kid, if it is to be, it is up to me. It is time for us to make a change, because the only way this VA thing is going to get fixed is if we go down there and we personally kick some ass and kick some people out in the streets, because this is the most shameful thing I have seen in my lifetime. And no one wants to do a damn thing about it. And it's goddamn time it gets fixed. And if you don't like my language, well, tough shit, because you should be appalled by what's happening at our Veterans Administration. Now let's move on to W, weapons of mass destruction. In 2002, according to a BBC article, Bush 2 claims Syria had a long-standing chemical weapons program. Seemed crazy. Because the next 12 years, all you heard was from liberals was that Bush was a warmonger, no WMDs. Until 2011, when Syria broke out in civil war and Bashar al-Assad slaughtered his own people with chemical weapons. Whoa! We were ready to go over there until Obama had no balls. So we gave the rebels a ton of taxpayer money, weapons, and training, only to find out that they were a terrorist organization called ISIS. And apparently Assad's still using chemical weapons. Whoa. Big shock there. We even had Senator McCain over there taking pictures with ISIS. And then McCain denied it, but the pictures are out there. So, McCain, put your hands up. Oh, that's right, you can't. How about you just retire and go off into the sunset, dinosaur? Then we got the letter X. This one's a toughie, but don't worry, we still got time. We'll find something to put in here. Why? Well, we got why. Why stands for you, as in you didn't build that. Remember when POTUS was on the campaign trail and said, you didn't build that? Yeah. I'd keep this one kind of quiet around Jason Matera. I'm pretty sure he might disagree about that. In fact, I'm damn sure he might disagree about that. I'm going to post the link as to why he might disagree about that in the chat room for anybody who's hanging around and might want to find out. Because, he pretty much savaged the Fuhrer over that one. And then Z stands for zero votes. That's the number of Senate Democrats who voted for Obama's first two budgets. Imagine that. Your own party, your first two budgets, zero frickin' votes. Their leader couldn't muster any votes for his first two budgets. Loser! Say it with me. Barack Insane Obama is a loser, baby. I think that there's a song about that. But what do I know? I'm just one of those right-wing extremist nut jobs that they talk about. But I'm telling you, we're just barely scratched the surface. That's 26 out of 783. We got a lot of ground to cover. So, I want you to come back, because we are going to do what we call some quick hits when we do our next show on Thursday, because the general is going underground. And so we're going to try and hammer out 780 quick hits of Obama's treasonous, anti-American, un-American bullshit in a very rapid two-show period before I skip town and go underground. Because the general's got some business, and I can't say where, and I can't say why, but I can tell you this, it's special, and it's fun, and the general is going to take his number one. Now, I told you, in the case of Obama, L also stands for loser, baby, and that is the song that Obama is replacing Hail to the Chief with for his final days in office. And it's been posted in the chat room. Take a listen, because that's his as we go to the honeymoon. Because it's over, baby. Paul Ryan, if you're out there, it's time to do your job. Drop your sock, grab your gravitas, and do your job, baby. America, right and left unite. No more of the establishment. No more of us fighting each other. It's time to fight the power. Time to fight the government. I love America. I love my country. God bless America. And no one stand in my way.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.